I looked over the paper, for I really didn't know what he meant. But he took it from me and pointed out a paragraph about children being decoyed away at Hampstead. It didn't convey much to me until I reached a passage where it described small punctured wounds on their throats. An idea struck me, and I looked up. "Well," he said, "it's like poor Lucy's. And what do you make of it?" "Simply that there is some cause in common. Whatever it was that injured her has injured them." I didn't quite understand his answer. "That is true, indirectly, but not directly." "How do you mean, Professor?" I asked. I was a little inclined to take his seriousness lightly, for, after all, 4 days of rest and freedom from burning, harrowing anxiety does help to restore one's spirits. But when I saw his face, it sobered me. Never, even in the midst of our despair about poor Lucy, had he looked more stern. "Tell me," I said. "I can hazard no opinion. I do not know what to think, and I have no data on which to found a conjecture." "Do you mean to tell me, friend John, that you have no suspicion as to what poor Lucy died of? Not after all the hints given, not only by events, but by me? Of nervous prostration following on great loss or waste of blood? And how the blood lost or waste?" I shook my head. He stepped over and sat down beside me, and went on. "You are a clever man, friend John. You reason well, and your wit is bold, but you are too prejudiced. You do not let your eyes see, nor your ears hear, and that which is outside your daily life is not of account to you. Do you not think that there are things which you cannot understand, and yet which are? That some people see things that others cannot? But there are things, old and new, which must not be contemplated by men's eyes, because they know, or think they know, some things which other men have told them. Ah, it is the fault of our science that it wants to explain all, and if it explain not, then it says there is nothing to explain. But yet we see around us every day the growth of new beliefs, which think themselves new, and which are yet but the old, which pretend to be young, like the fine ladies at the opera.